creating the right setting for success. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Leadership expert Dan Rockwell says culture building helps to attract and retain the kind of people who are going to fulfill a company's mission.
People are very, very concerned about creating an environment where people love to come to work, where people are productive and creative. I think the first thing to do is to really identify what a great culture looks like and means to you. In some organizations, that might be more like Zappos. People are running around in costumes and they're celebrating, and people are very much in control of their own world, and it doesn't work for everybody.
Rockwell says certain industries such as banking, government, and education are all a little slower to change when it comes to culture change. He advises to start small, perhaps with a division, a team, or an office. Rockwell believes that culture building can begin almost instantaneously, and it starts with leaders identifying behaviors blocking the vision of who they want to be. A great place to work is often determined by what's tolerated on the job. For example, management allowing rudeness in a meeting, or giving an employee who's a great performer permission to break the rules.
I think culture building kind of has this mystery about it. It's just figuring out who do you want to be, and then what are the behaviors that reflect that, and then just start doing them. The most important thing about us is the way we treat each other while we do our mission. That idea seems to be getting traction with people, and then they start to feel like they matter, and you get an exponential impact just by some simple behaviors.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Hancammer School of Business at Baylor University.